Most freshman members of Congress can be persuaded by party leaders to toe the line on a high-profile vote or issue. Not Marilyn Musgrave. The Colorado Republican adamantly has been opposed to a proposed gas tax increase. Republicans have been pushing for the tax increase to help pay for new roadway and transit projects. But Musgrave, whose district includes 18 counties, says she has a larger obligation to her constituents.
I have to face the voters back home, and in my campaign, I said I opposed increasing taxes, period.
So you raised your objection. Was this in committee or on the floor?
Actually, I did it in the form of a letter. And my staff drafted a letter to Speaker Hastert, started circulating the letter and got members to sign. And the most common response that I was getting was, "Well, Marilyn, I agree with you, but..." And then they're like, you know... There's retaliation for this, you know, with the chairman of transportation, who's very much in favor of raising the gas tax, you know, sees my name on there. There go the projects in my district.
That would be Don Young, the chairman of the Transportation Committee.
Yes, yes. And this is nothing personal. I don't know him very well, but I like him fine. But I have to admit, I did see a similarity when he came to talk to me on the floor. He has a big bear hide on his wall. It's got the head on there and everything. And Mr. Young has a beard. He's kind of furry himself. As he came walking towards me, I could see immediately he was furious. And, of course, I had the letter in my hand right then. I was trying to get signatures. And Mr. Young said, "You're the one." And he started in. And he said, "It's hypocritical for you to come to the Transportation Committee," which, by the way, Mr. Young... nor any other members were in there. I sweated about this presentation. My palm prints were on the table when I went to transportation to ask for these projects in my district to be funded. And, of course, every member of Congress goes to the Transportation Committee, list in hand. It usually comes from the Department of Transportation in their own state. So I had this list of CDOT's request, and I was the conduit.
CDOTS is the Colorado Department of
Transportation. Yes, thank you, and went there to do that. But Mr. Young was referencing, you asked for these things, but yet you don't want to pay for it with the gas tax increase. And I said, well, there are other ways of paying for it besides increasing the gas tax. So I went on from there undaunted, quite frankly, even more determined, and that's where we are now.
So you organized a protest.
You know, I guess you could put it that way. You get signatures and you stand up and be counted.
So what are you going to do now? You're going to be a quiet freshman again?
Well, I'm just looking for another opportunity. What can I say? But again, life in Congress is too short to sit back and just watch the world go by. And I think that people appreciate somebody who's not a consummate politician that's worrying about the next election, but rather in there wielding the sword as much as they can. And, you know, the voters get to decide every 2 years if they want to let me come back and wield the sword a little more.
Representative Marilyn Musgrave, a Republican from Colorado.